Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you all this morning. So many smiling, happy faces. And I just want to pray for us now before we start. And then, yeah, let's just seek God's face. Oh, Heavenly Father, just come before you now. At the start of this service, Lord, at the start of the preach, and Lord, we thank you for your presence that has been with us so far in this service, Lord, and during our time of worship and just sharing together. And Lord, we thank you for your gift, the gift of your word, and that you've given to us. And that I pray that as we come to look at your word now, that Lord, you will speak powerfully through your word. As your word is read this morning, I pray that you will speak to our hearts. And then as I seek to unpack it, the things that you've laid on my heart, Lord, I pray that you will take my weak human words, and that, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, you will set them on fire. That each one of us this morning may hear your voice speaking to us. Holy Spirit, pray that you will open our minds and give us the understanding that we need, that we may take what you have for us today and build us up, Lord. Build us up as a body of your people in Whitstable Community Church. Lord, for your glory. Amen. This is really weird not having a response from you all, but it is what it is. A group of tourists were visiting Whitstable one day, and as they walked past an old man standing outside the Horsebridge Centre, one of the tourists asked him, "Were any great men or women born in Whitstable?" The old man thought about it for a while, and then he said, "Nope, only babies." Every born-again believer starts life in Christ as a baby. No one is instantly a mature Christian. Whether the person is 7 or 70, that person is initially a babe in Christ and needs to grow in the Lord. God intends for us to grow and mature. So in his wisdom, he instituted the church, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, a safe place for the new Christian to grow and mature. A place where the more mature Christian can continue to grow and develop, being a positive influence in the lives of one another. This morning we come to the second in our DNA series entitled Growing Together, which follows on really nicely from last Sunday when Jeff took us through what it means to follow Jesus. We looked at last week, we've been called to follow him. We've been invited to know him intimately, to learn from him. And if last Sunday was to do with knowing, this week it's to do with growing. We're going to look together this morning at what it means to grow together. If you've got your Bibles, please turn with me to Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 16. Ephesians 4. 11 to 16. I'd have loved to have read the whole of Ephesians 4 this morning, but time doesn't permit. So can I suggest that if you get a few minutes later today or during the coming week, try and read through chapter 4, because there's so much in it that is relevant to what we're looking at this morning. But Paul writes this in verse 11, "And he," that is Jesus, "gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. I want us to look briefly at just two things this morning from verses 15 and 16 of Ephesians 4. Firstly, we're going to look at growing together into the head that is Christ. And secondly, we're going to look at growing together in the body that is the church. Firstly, then, growing together into the head that is Christ. Paul says this in verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. But what does that look like for us? How do we grow into the head, into Christ? Please turn with me to John 15 and verses 4 and 5. In John 15, 4 to 5, Jesus says this, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. In these verses, Jesus is describing a close, intimate relationship between himself and you and I, his disciples. Jesus likens our relationship with him to a vine and its branches. In order for the vine to develop fruit, its branches need to be connected to the vine, the source of nourishment, the source of life. If a branch is detached from the vine, Jesus says it will very quickly shrivel up and die. When we love someone, we feel connected to them. We want to spend time with them, be in their presence. We want to keep the connection strong and unbroken. We want to get to know them. Every little detail about them is important to us. In the relationship, we are not just going through the motions. Our hearts are truly engaged. We're committed. And that's exactly the same in our relationship with Jesus. And that is what Paul is pointing towards in Ephesians 4, verse 15. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. We, the body of Christ, are to be like Jesus in everything. We are to grow up in every way into him, the head, the vine. But how exactly do we grow up into him, the head? What things should we, the body, be doing in order to remain connected with Jesus Christ? The growth of an adult human body is quite gradual. And the older you get, you're more grateful for that. We don't usually suddenly notice change. It takes time. It's progressive. A child's growth, on the other hand, is much more noticeable. We hadn't seen our grandchildren for a long time due to COVID-19. And when we did see them, boy, there was such a change in them. They'd shot up in height. They looked so grown up. A young Christian will seem to grow into Christ very quickly. There is usually a recognizable change in very short space of time. As they lap up knowing God and receiving his grace for their lives. For more mature Christians, our rate of growth is usually more gradual. But even so, there should be visible, steady growth. Let me ask you, as I ask myself, have we grown since this time last year? Am I more like Jesus this year than I was a year ago? It's right that we grow individually. That's healthy and good. But the spiritual growth of the individual is not what Paul is focusing on here in these verses. He is focusing on our growth in Christ corporately, as the body of Christ that is Whitstable Community Church, corporately growing together into the head, into Christ Jesus. The growth is not in ourselves or for ourselves, but in the body, for the body, the church. Our growth is to be together, growing up into the head. As we hold to the truth in love, we grow into Christ in every way. Or as the NIV puts it, in all things we grow up into him who is the head. But what exactly does Paul mean by all things or in every way in verse 15? It's exactly what it says on the tin. In everything, in every area of our corporate lives, we should be growing up into him. We should be growing up into him when it comes to our worship together, our hunger for the teaching of his word, our prayer life as a church, our actions, our behavior, how we treat one another, how we welcome strangers, in all things. So how do we achieve this high calling? It's obvious we're never going to achieve this on our own. It's only achievable through the Holy Spirit living within us. And even then, we're never going to totally achieve this high standard, this side of heaven, because our old nature is still there. There is this constant battle going on day after day between our old nature and our new nature in Christ, irrespective of how long we've been a follower of the Lord Jesus. We need to be living by the Spirit so that Christ may grow in us. Just as there is to be evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in our individual lives, so also there has to be evidence of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, in our corporate lives. As we grow in every way, the fruit of the Spirit should be in evidence among us. The love, the joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control is to be seen in all of us, in all areas of our corporate lives. Is Christ the head of all things in our lives corporately as Whitstable Community Church? Are we as a church displaying the fruit of the Spirit as we grow up together into Christ the head? So how can we ensure that we as a church are growing up into Christ the head? Well, God in his wisdom has helped us out here. Verses 11 to 13 of Ephesians 4 says this: "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." God has appointed leaders, prophets, teachers, and shepherds over his church, over us as a church, to build us up together as the body of Christ. God has blessed us in Whitstable Community Church with good leadership and shepherding from Jeff and from the leadership team, from Ian and Ruth, our pastoral leaders, and through our small group leaders. But here's the important thing we need to grasp this morning. We are all to be there for one another. We all need to play our part in looking out for one another, looking after the spiritual and material well-being of one another, making sure we are steadily growing in the grace of God. It isn't solely the responsibility of the leadership to be caring for us. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, that wonderful chapter on the spiritual gifts and the body of Christ, in verse 14, "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many." We are all different, come from different backgrounds, are all in different stages of life, and all have different experiences. Some are more vulnerable than others, whereas others may appear to have got it all together. But we are all one family of God. We are all different, but we all have the same DNA of Jesus in us. And if Whitstable Community Church is to grow, develop, and function as God intends, then each one of us needs to receive our life energy and power from the head through the body. Whether that is receiving teaching from our leaders as we meet together on a Sunday, or during the week in our small groups, or one-to-one discipleship, iron sharpening iron. It's important that each one of us is together connected with the head, moving together in the same direction, towards the same goal, working arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, in building one another up, encouraging one another in our growth to be more like Jesus, looking out for one another, nurturing one another, ripening in maturity together, growing in every way into Him, the head, fully developed within and without, fully alive in Christ Jesus, as we grow together as the body of Christ into the head. We've looked at growing together into the head that is Christ. Secondly, we need to be growing together in the body, that is the church. Look at again at Ephesians 4 and verses 14 to 15. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. The body grows, builds itself up in love when each part is working properly. Did you notice that? When each part is working properly. Are you, as part of Christ's body, are you working properly? Is it your desire that we as a church grow? I don't mean numerically, although that would be fantastic. I mean, is it your desire that we as a church grow together in the grace of God? We don't measure growth and success by external quantities, but by eternal qualities. How are we doing when it comes to growing together in love? How selfless are we? How are we honoring each other? How obedient are we in following the Lord's leading? How are we maturing, developing, growing together as a body? How are we growing together in the grace of God? How are we all using our gifts to build up the body? And as Jeff shared with us last week, how much am I willing to serve the Lord by serving my brother and sisters in Christ? How much am I willing to sacrifice of myself, my time, my money, for God and for my fellow brothers and sisters? These are just some of the ways we should be measuring growth in the church. Eternal values, quality, not quantity. Is loving one another and growing together part of our DNA? Is caring for and serving one another part of the genetic code of Whitstable Community Church? The growth of the body depends upon the condition of every part, but ultimately we are all dependent upon the head. Paul brilliantly uses the human body as an illustration here, how our human bodies operate and function. In our human bodies, our head contains our brain and the whole of our central nervous system. The central nervous system controls most functions of the body and the mind. It consists of two parts, the brain and the spinal cord. The brain is the center of our thoughts, the interpreter of our external environment, and the origin of control over body movement. The smallest nerve in the tip of your finger can be traced all the way back to your brain. Our bodies are, as David declares in Psalm 139, fearfully and wonderfully made. Our joints normally fit together perfectly. Our fingers fit into joints in our hand. Our hand fits into a joint in our forearm. The forearm fits nicely into our arm, which in turn fits into the trunk, and so on and so on. But there is communication throughout our bodies through the central nervous system that links the whole body together and makes it work together perfectly. Until that is, a part becomes damaged or stops functioning. Ian Grant sadly discovered that for himself fairly recently. Things go terribly wrong when something becomes detached, when something gets damaged or doesn't function as it should. That is not only true in our human bodies, it is also true in the church. The body of Christ, the church, is also fearfully and wonderfully made. We as a body of believers are connected to Christ the head by the central nervous system of the Holy Spirit living in every Christian. The DNA of Jesus, the Spirit of God, flows through every part of the body of Christ. Imagine for a moment you were the big toe in the body. What's the point in the big toe saying, how come the eyes get to see everything and I get to see nothing? But think about it, who benefits when the eyes see? Is it just the eyes? Of course not, it's every part that benefits, and especially the big toe, because if the eyes are doing their job, it doesn't get stubbed. Whether you're an eye or a big toe, we are all needed. We all need one another. Every member is vital to the functioning of the body of Christ. We don't have time this morning to look at 1 Corinthians 12. But again, if you get a chance, read through chapter 12 alongside these verses from Ephesians. See how the body works together, how our gifts work together, how we are reliant upon each other. We are so reliant on each other that if there is a defect in the body, the whole body will suffer and will not work together perfectly. Using Ian again as an illustration, it's really a shame that we're not together meeting live, or I would have had him come up to the front to demonstrate. But when Ian tore his quadriceps tendon above his knee, it affected greatly how well he could operate. There were many everyday things that we all take for granted that Ian could no longer do. There were many things that Ruth relied upon Ian to do around the home that she had to now do herself. And as one leg was out of action, Ian's other leg and his arms had to work twice as hard, and they became tired and worn out. And I imagine Ruth had to also work twice as hard, and so she also became tired and worn out. It's taken many weeks of healing following the operation before Ian has been able to move around slightly easier and put a little more weight on his injured leg. And it's going to be an ongoing process until his leg is functioning as it should. So how then do we apply that illustration to us, the body of Whitstable Community Church? It was John Stott who said, the church is not like a bus where the leader does all the driving and the church are the passengers enjoying the ride. And as I thought about that analogy, I thought to myself, so what should the church be likened to? And as I thought about it, the closest I could come to was a rowing boat. Now, not the ones you see on the lake in the local park, but the sort of rowing boat used in the Oxford and Cambridge boat race. You have the coxswain who keeps the boat and the rowers safe at all times, who steers the boat, coaches the crew in the boat, provides motivation and encouragement to the crew, makes tactical decisions. But the boat is going nowhere unless all the rowers play their part and get stuck in to the rowing. The oarsmen need to be in sync, in step with each other. And if one rower stops rowing the boat, it will lose power and begin to zigzag and not follow a straight line. If a few rowers on one side of the boat stop rowing, sit there admiring the view, then the boat will stop powering ahead and will start to go around in circles. Are we all rowing for Jesus in Whitstable Community Church? That analogy is more consistent with the biblical model of the church, where every member of the body has a function. But although the picture of the rowing boat may be good, the Apostle Paul's is far, far superior. Because we're not all rowers, we don't all have the same role. But every single one of us is just as important. We all need to be fulfilling our roles, our functions within the body of Christ, if we are to grow into Christ. And if one member is not functioning as they should, as they were designed by God to function, then other members are likely to become tired and drained. If one part of the body is not using their gift to build up the body will be deficient, weak, and incomplete. We need to be looking out for that part of the body that is struggling, that is not functioning as it should. And we need to lovingly come alongside them, give them an arm to lean on for support, a shoulder to cry on. Maybe we need to give them a time of rest so that they heal, help them by carrying out their roles, filling the gap until they feel restored and able to function again, rather like Ian's leg. Maybe we need to lovingly restore them if they have gone astray. As Jesus said of the shepherd that left the 99 good sheep and went after the one that was lost, we need to go after the one that is struggling, the one that may have lost their way, and lovingly restore them. The one that may be hurting or feeling disconnected from the body and the head, lonely, forgotten, run down and worn out. And make no mistake, we will all fall into one of these categories at some point in our Christian lives. We will all struggle or feel despondent at some point. We may feel weak, tired, or drained. We will all at certain times in our Christian walk need to be cared for rather than doing the caring, being served by others rather than serving. It is how the body was designed by God to operate, mutual caring. As Paul says again in 1 Corinthians 12, this time in verse 26, when one member suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the parts are glad. Every member of the body of Christ has a God-given responsibility to take care of each other, to look out for one another, to honor each other as we grow together and build one another up in the body of Christ. So as we close this morning, are we growing together into the head that is Christ? Are we growing together in the body that is the church? Or have we stopped developing, stopped building one another up in love? In life, it's a real tragedy when a child doesn't develop correctly. When the parts of their bodies don't develop at the correct speed, or sadly, don't develop at all. And unfortunately, that can happen in the church too. Christians can stop growing. We can lose our desire to grow up into Christ. Growth can be stunted when there is no longer a desire to know more of God. Sin can also hinder or prevent us growing in the grace of God, because our sin separates us from the head. And sadly, when that is multiplied through the church, it can mean the whole church can suffer and fails to develop and grow. Are we looking out for our struggling brothers and sisters, keeping a lookout for that brother or sister that is wrestling, struggling, floundering in their walk with God, so that together we will grow up into him who is the head, fitly joined together, building Whitstable Community Church up in love as each one of us play our part? what an amazing privilege it is to belong to the body of Christ, to get our energy and strength to grow from Christ the head, to work together in growing in grace, so that Whitstable Community Church is a beacon of light and hope to Whitstable for the glory of the name of the Lord Jesus. What an honor it is to be part of the loving, growing, developing people of God here in Whitstable Community Church. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us this morning. Thank you, Lord, that in your wisdom you have placed us in a body of your people, a family, that we are not left alone to grow by ourselves, to fend for ourselves, but that in your grace you have placed us in such a loving, caring family here in Whitstable Community Church. Thank you, Lord, for one another. We pray that you will help us together to grow up into you, our head, and that we may grow together in the body as we encourage and nurture and disciple one another, but most of all, as we love one another, just as you loved us and gave yourself up for us. So help us to give ourselves to one another, that we might be a people that is growing day by day in the likeness of our Saviour. Help us to be a beacon of light to Whitstable. We ask this, Lord, in your precious, precious name. Amen.